Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
The entire grain complex was under pressure today, made new lows across the board. Corn down 6.5 to 7 cents, with December corn trading down 6.5 at 331.75. Beans also making new contract lows, closed a penny and three quarters off the lows in November. Beans down 13.75 at 957.75. Wheat futures were lower. Kansas City December down 10.25 at 559.5. Kansas City July, which is the crop we're planting, down 10.75, 562.5. And Chicago wheat down 14 to 15 cents. Of course, the main feature in the wheat picture here is the rainfall. We're expecting tomorrow afternoon. Now, we haven't got any of the rainfall up to this point, but anything will be appreciated, especially, again, since the wheat harvest, or wheat planting, rather, is moving along quite nicely. Over the next few weeks, we'll still continue to watch the harvest progress moving through the Midwest as it moves north, what the yields will be. Of course, all the private estimates keep raising, almost on a daily level, raising their bean and corn yields. Some people saying corn yield up to about 182 bushels per acre and bean yield around 48, 49 bushels an acre.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
Informa Economics released their latest wheat production numbers. They actually increased all wheat up to 2.046 billion bushels. That's higher than the USDA September estimate of 2.029, but lower than last year. Last year, we were at 2.130 billion bushels. Now, winter wheat that we grow here in Oklahoma was 1.392 billion bushels. The USDA in September said 1.397, so it actually got a little bit smaller. And then hard red winter wheat, specifically 707 million bushels, down from 729, which was the USDA's number. And in terms of corn demand, we have the cattle on feed report this afternoon. On feed expected 98.9% of last year, or 9.767 million head, while placements into feedlots 95.5%, or 1.692 million head, and marketings 90.7% of last year at 1.697 million head. Overall considered or expected to be a bullish report, which is no different than about the last three and a half years for that. And that is released at 2 o'clock.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping today's markets, October live cattle two higher at 155.62, December down 22, and 158.70. October feeder cattle up 102 at 228.72, November up 140 at 226.32. October lean hogs $3 higher at 105.97, and December up 105 at 94.85. In the grain market, December Kansas City wheat down 9.5 at 560 and a quarter, March down 11 and a quarter at 566. December Chicago wheat down 14 at 474 and a half. December corn down 6 3/4 at 331 and a half. March down 6 1/2 at 344 and a quarter. November soybeans down 14 and a half at 957. January down 14 and a quarter at 965 and a quarter. October cotton down 91 at 65.99 and December down 66 at 64.39. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.